Seek ye earnestly, President Joseph Fielding Smith. Joseph Fielding Smith, Conference Report, October 1958, pages 20-22. This morning we listened to a wonderful discourse addressed to friends and businessmen, prominent individuals outside of the church, which I think was most timely, but I wish to address my remarks to the members of the church, and more especially to those who are wayward and indifferent, and who do not seem to realize the value of their membership. I would like to read to you a covenant which is taken by each individual who enters the waters of baptism, and again, by way of commandment to the church concerning the manner of baptism, all those who humble themselves before God, and desire to be baptized, and come forth with broken hearts and contrite spirits, and witness before the church that they have truly repented of all their sins, and are willing to take upon them the name of Jesus Christ, having a determination to serve Him to the end, and truly manifest by their works that they have received of the Spirit of Christ unto the remission of their sins, shall be received by baptism into His church. Now, baptism into the church is not enough to save us. It is for the remission of sins, that is true, but there is another baptism which is just as essential, and that is the baptism of the Spirit, or the bestowal of the gift of the Holy Ghost. After we are baptized, we are confirmed. What is that confirmation for? To make us companions with the Holy Ghost, to have the privilege of the guidance of the third member of the Godhead companionship, that our minds might be enlightened, that we might be quickened by the Holy Spirit to seek for knowledge and understanding concerning all that pertains to our exaltation in the kingdom of God. Now in the same revelation from which I read, the Lord has also said, and we know that justification through the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is just and true, and we know also, that sanctification through the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is just and true, to all those who love and serve God with all their mights, minds, and strength. But there is a possibility that man may fall from grace and depart from the living God. Therefore let the church take heed and pray always, lest they fall into temptation, yea, and even let those who are sanctified take heed also. Baptism and confirmation into the church do not necessarily ensure our exaltation in the kingdom of God. They do, provided we are true and faithful to every covenant and obligation required of us in the commandments of our eternal Father. It is he who endures to the end that will be saved, and there is a danger that confronts us through the temptations of the adversary if we yield to those temptations that we may lose it all. The greatest punishment that can come to any individual in this world is punishment that will come to those who have received the light and truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ, who have passed through the waters of baptism, who have hands laid upon their heads for the gift of the Holy Ghost, and then turn away from the truth, for the Lord will not hold them guiltless. I think I am safe in saying that no man can become a son of perdition until he has known the light. Those who have never received the light are not to become sons of perdition. They will be punished if they rebel against God. They will have to pay the price of their sinning. But it is only those who have the light through the priesthood and through the power of God and through their membership in the church who will be banished forever from His influence into outer darkness to dwell with the devil and his angels. That is a punishment that will not come to those who have never known the truth. Bad as they may suffer, and awful as their punishment may be, they are not among that group which is to suffer the eternal death and banishment from all influence concerning the power of God. Now, I say I want to talk to those who are indifferent and a little wayward sometimes, those who do not appreciate the privileges and the opportunities that are given unto them to serve God and keep His commandments. If they are not here, I hope they are listening to what is going on in this building today. They do not come to the conferences, at least, not very many of them. But after receiving the light and the knowledge and the information which the Spirit of the Lord can give, it is an awful thing to turn away. However, it is my judgment that there are many members of this church who have been baptized for the remission of their sins, who have had hands laid upon their heads for the gift of the Holy Ghost, who have never received that gift, that is, the manifestations of it. Why? Because they have never put themselves in order to receive these manifestations. They have never humbled themselves. They have never taken the steps that would prepare them for the companionship of the Holy Ghost. Therefore they go through life without that knowledge, and they have not the understanding. Therefore when those cunning and crafty in their deceit come to them, they disturb them in their faith. If they have faith left, they criticize the authorities of the church, they criticize the doctrines of the church, and these weak members do not have understanding enough, information enough, and enough of the guidance of the Spirit of the Lord to resist the false doctrines and teachings of those who come to them, the wolves in sheep's clothing, and they listen to them, and think that perhaps after all they have made a mistake, and first thing you know they find their way out of the church, because they do not have understanding. I get letters frequently from people, members of this church, who have been disturbed principally by two organizations which seem to have dedicated their lives to the destruction of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. These people go into the homes of our weak members, disturb them in their faith, get them all riled up, and they do not know whether they did the right thing when they were baptized or whether they did not. But if they had lived as they should and had received the guidance of the Holy Spirit, they would not be moved. They would not be influenced by the false teachings and false statements regarding our doctrines that these people present to them. The gospel is simple. There is nothing difficult about it. There are mysteries, no doubt. We do not need to bother about the mysteries, but the simple things pertaining to our salvation and exaltation we can understand. Now let me refer to another passage of Scripture. But ye are commanded in all things to ask of God, who giveth liberally, and that which the Spirit testifies unto you, even so I would that ye should do in all holiness of heart, walking uprightly before me, considering the end of your salvation, doing all things with prayer and thanksgiving, that ye may not be seduced by evil spirits, or doctrines of devils, or the commandments of men, for some are of men, and others of devils. So the Lord has given us a warning. Wherefore, beware lest ye are deceived, and that ye may not be deceived, seek ye earnestly the best gifts, always remembering for what they are given. For verily I say unto you, they are given for the benefit of those who love me and keep all my commandments, and him that seeketh so to do, that all may be benefited that seek or that ask of me, that ask and not for a sign that they may consume it upon their lusts. And again, verily I say unto you, I would that ye should always remember, and always retain in your minds what those gifts are, that are given unto the church. Now the Lord would give us gifts. He will quicken our minds. He will give us knowledge that will clear up all difficulties, and put us in harmony with the commandments that He has given us, and with a knowledge that will be so deeply rooted in our souls that the knowledge can never be rooted out, if we will just seek for the light and the truth and the understanding which is promised to us, and which we can receive if we will only be true and faithful to every covenant and obligation pertaining to the gospel of Jesus Christ. The Lord bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.